Good morning. This is Ken Graham back at the National Hurricane Center here right in operations. We're keeping an eye on the latest on Hurricane Florence. The time is 7 o'clock. Here's your 7 a.m. Eastern update. We can see the eye wall making it onshore near Wilmington, where we're having these intense wind and intense rainfall. So the center right off the coast, about to make landfall any minute now. But look at these. You can see these rain bands around. That's where we can see some of our intense wind and actually the tornado threat as well. A lot of times in these rain bands, you can see tornado threat. So we really have a lot of intense rain and associated wind. It's just like we were saying. This is a serious situation, a lot of rain, and a very dangerous portion of the hurricane as we're making landfall here. Here's the track. Not much change from the before. We can still see these hurricane force winds about 70 or so miles on the outside of the center. Look how large this tropical storm wind field is. And if you progress that on land, you can see so many people will be seeing some of these tropical storm force winds. And that's why we've been saying not just concentrating on the center, but a large area outside. We've been talking about that slowdown. It's happening. It's very slow. We're really just kind of edging a little bit west with time, very slow movement. We can see right here, these are the forecast points. We start looking at this one here. This is 2 p.m. on Saturday, so we're going to be dealing with a hurricane most of the day today into tonight and not becoming a tropical storm until tomorrow. So that is a long time to have the winds around this area with the wind and the rain. You can start seeing a lot of trees down and power outages. Let's talk about some of those impacts. We've been talking about the heavy rain is one of them, and we got the storm surge as well. These are the dangerous portions of this hurricane that we got to look at. 90% of those fatalities is indeed the water. So let's look at some of the storm surge in some areas, 4 to 6 feet in the South Carolina coast, but moving up to North Carolina, we see 7 to 11, 6 to 9 feet. But I want to make note of something really important here. And look at this 7 to 11. Look how far inland some of that storm surge could be. I've been talking about the longer we keep those hurricane force winds, the further inland, miles inland, we could push that water. And that's indeed what's happening, those hurricane force winds lasting for a long time. So even inland, New Bern, you know, you start looking at places like the Pamlico Sound, the Neuse River, Pamlico River, you can really push that water up. And even far inland, it piles up for a long time. So that's one of the things that we're really looking at. And the other we have to look at, we've been advertising this for a while, the heavy rainfall is these amounts are incredible around the center, 20 to 30 inches, and in some places could get 40 inches of rain by the time it's all done. A very consistent message that we've had. And moving inland, 15 to 20, look over at Charlotte. You can get 10 to 15 inches of rain. And actually, I've been talking about how this can shift a little bit, and it did shift somewhat overnight, pushing 6 to 10, maybe even greater into the portions of Roanoke that you can see some of these high rainfall values. What does that mean? Well, flooding is not confined just to the coast. Flooding is also inland. And if you combine that with the terrain, then you have some dangerous flash flooding conditions. And, you know, that's something that we got to be mindful of. I do want to show you a little bit narrowing this in, because I think it's important to show. We go back because we're actually getting readings of some of this high water. So this is how it happens. That's what it looks like. The water gets into these places and piles up. So this has been Ken Graham from the National Hurricane Center with your latest updates.